The Traveler's Journal, June 30th, with tips for allergic travelers. If you're among the 50 million Americans who suffer from allergies, you know travel can be a tearful experience. Exposure to irritants can set off trip-threatening allergic reactions. The problems can begin on the plane. While smoking is not allowed on any domestic flights, the overly dry, under-oxygenated atmosphere can be a problem for asthmatics, especially if they're tense about flying. Improperly maintained ventilation systems can circulate dust mites and mold spores. Changes in air pressure can affect congested hay fever sufferers. Peanuts aside, unknown additives in airline meals can be a worry for those with food allergies. Other dangers may lurk once you arrive. Dust, stinging insects, and furry animals can turn up in unexpected places. Even the best hotels can present problems, such as feather pillows and perfume soaps. And let's not omit the most common source of allergic reaction, pollen. Trees in the spring or grasses and ragweed in the summer. Many doctors suggest allergy patients take a dose of their normal medicine before they leave home and carry a good supply of that same medicine along with them. Those who suffer severe hay fever may want to use a topical nasal spray the days before, of, and after their journey. And it's always wise to keep your allergies in mind when selecting a destination. If you take precautions and avoid locales when they present the biggest problems, there's no reason to let your allergies control your travels. For the names and numbers of organizations with allergy information, visit our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.